don't have a police report today, but there's an opportunity to fundamentally let everybody know that we're heading into a cyclone season in a La Nina year. Now, it does say here in the Cairns Post today, get set for a long, wet summer. They're talking about December, January particularly. It says almost the entire continent can expect greater than average rainfall over the next 3 months, according to the Bureau. In its latest climate outlook, an active La Nina in the Pacific expected to peak in December or January is to blame for the likely wet summer, with the Bureau warning of an increased risk of flooding in some parts of eastern Australia. The chance of above average rain, 70% for most areas, 80% for the Queensland coast. Of course, on top of that, they're talking about a bigger number of cyclones being possible too. So it's best we just turn to our SES voice. He does it every year for us very effectively. And he's on the line now, the Regional Director, State Emergency Service, Wayne Coutts. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
Wayne, there's a really worthwhile information box here on page 7 of the Cairns Post today under emergency kits. It's quite extensive, and obviously we don't need to go through all of that. But fundamentally, what's the message you deliver for our listeners, and particularly those who are new to the far north at this time every year?
Yeah, I guess absolutely. As well as getting your emergency kit prepared, have a think about what your emergency plan is. Know about your location. So we're talking about, you know, quite the possibility of lots of rain, chances of flooding, etc. Know if you're in a flooded area where you live. Is it possible that you will be directed to evacuate? Maybe you're going to have to evacuate because of a cyclone coming in, and you're on the coast, and therefore you might be affected by a storm surge. So, you know, pretty much all the councils have good information on their websites about the areas that you're in and if you're going to be affected. So have a think about your plan, what you're going to have to do if asked to evacuate. Also, where you might go. Don't leave it up to somebody else to sort of tell you that there's going to be an evacuation centre open at such and such, because you really don't want to go to those locations and sit with hundreds of other people and bunker down associates. See if you can do something about going to friends and relatives in higher places, different homes, better structured buildings, out of the area, all that sort of thing. So have in mind what your emergency plan is and what you're going to do if you need to evacuate. So that's a really good thing for people to think about as well.
Yeah, I'll take up some of those matters at the council level, particularly the evacuation of elderly or particularly prone people. But there is, every time this comes around, it's not that frequently, but there have been several occasions over the last 37 years that I'm aware of where people going to evacuation centres say, what about my pets? What's the answer to that question? What do I do with my pets?
Yeah, people really need to have a think about that beforehand. And if you do have pets, it's really better off if you can think about planning to go to another location, planning for your pets at least to go to another location. It's pretty hard to bring them into an evacuation centre, with hundreds of other people and cats and dogs and all the rest of it. We also get calls from people saying, what can I do with my horse? And, I've got this pig that was in the backyard and all that sort of stuff. And really, that's the point, I guess, we say, in this time, have a think about what you're going to do when these things eventuate. And, you really do need to look after yourself, have a plan for yourself. It isn't really up to the rest of the world to try to sort out your issues. And certainly emergency services will jump to your aid in an emergency if you're caught short.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what we're about. But we really do ask people to take this time to have a think about what they can do for themselves. It's also a really good thing if people, now's a good time to think about insurance cover and all those sorts of things. We know it's quite expensive and all the rest of it, but people just need to ensure that that they are covered to the level that they think they should be or can afford. Don't find later on when they need to make a claim that they actually weren't covered in a particular thing. So ask those questions now and prepare before something starts to come over the horizon.
I'm just looking at this little list in the Cairns Post. They mention cooking gear, and people are going to say, why would I need cooking gear? But I do remember, I think it was Winifred, if I remember rightly, you can be hit with just the edge, the fringe of a cyclone, but it can take out the power for up to, I think it was in some areas, 9 days back then. So people just don't even consider that possibility, days and days without electricity.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to think about that sort of food and gear that they do get. You know, I tend to tell people, have a think about what it would be like if you were going to go camping, the sort of stuff that you might need, and the camping at home arrangement. Lots of people are able to use those sorts of things that they do use when they go camping. But yeah, but you're dead right. The cyclone could cross south of Cairns and wipe out our power system, or power transfer system, like it did for Larry.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's got no power for some time. So you know, think about how those sorts of things are going to, you know, keep you going. Also, you know, we quite often see people getting too excited and filling up their freezers full of frozen meals and all that sort of thing. They really need to think about that, you know, might be absolutely the scenario where there is no power for some time, and that you don't want that sort of stuff going off and spoiling, or having to rely on that perishable food, to feed your family afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's really great if people can think about, you know, 3 to 5 days, so they're no burden on the rest of the community emergency services. If they can plan for that, that's just a great scenario.
Always good to catch up, Wayne. Thank you. We'll possibly be in touch again in the near future, depending on how the summer goes.
Yeah, hopefully not too much, but
exactly.
Yeah, it's certainly looking like there's going to be a little bit of water around the place.
Exactly. Good on you, Wayne. Thank you. He's the Regional Director of the SES, the State Emergency Service.